You know, one of the advantages of going to Sunday Club is that you not only learn about Jesus, but you can do aerobics at the same time. Now, I'm going to, before I start to talk, I just would like to ask Sunday Club, Tuesday Club, if you have got Bibles to hand, please. Good, because you're going to need it.
We're just going to go get a couple more. Hello, is that three or four? Yes.
Good. And I hope the rest of you also have Bibles. Right, now, Tuesday Club, Sunday Club, can you put your hand up if you're going away on holiday this summer? Quite a few of you. Good. Okay, where are you going? We're going to. Where the Frost is on to? Cornwall. And the Morgans? The Lake District. And the Williams? Brittany? Sophia? Butlins? Wow. Ooh. And who have we missed out? Yeah. Now, where are you going?
Half
country. Right. You can pick.
Spain.
Spain. Wow, that's nice. How many of you are going on holiday by car? Good. Okay. Right, now, question for the parents. All right? When you go on holiday by car, how many of you keep being asked from the back seat, are we nearly there yet? Well, that sounds familiar, does it, to some of you? Okay, fine, good. Another question for Tuesday Club and Sunday Club. Put your hands up if you have ever got lost. Right, yep. Thank you. It happens to me as well. I used to get lost quite often before I got one of these very clever gadgets. Do you know what it is?
Sat-nav.
So, sat-nav, yeah. Well done. And, however, did we manage in the days before sat-navs were invented? Some of you who are grown-ups will remember the period before sat-navs were in existence. It's quite a wonderful gadget. If you haven't got one, it tells you how to get where you're supposed to be going. It will say things like, in half a mile, take the second exit at the roundabout. In 1 mile, turn right. And it is very helpful for people who are directionally challenged or geographically embarrassed, as we used to say in the army. Because before I got one of these, there'd be a number of occasions where Polly and I were driving somewhere, and I was driving, and we would get lost. And Polly will very diplomatically raise the question as to whether we are on the right road. And I say, I know where I'm going. And then 30, 40, 50 miles further on, I notice that the sun is beginning to set in the north. Now, at this point, I know perfectly well that we are lost. And the thing for me to say is, I don't know where we are. We've made the wrong turning somewhere. I need directions. Is that what I say? Don't bet your life on it. Or blame the fact that we haven't got a sat nav. Or it's the maps that are at fault. Or it's the local council's fault because they haven't put up enough direction signs. But I am not responsible. And so Polly will say something like, oh, look, there is a petrol station over there. Why don't you go in there and ask? Will I go in and ask? Will I admit that I need help from someone else? Not on your life. I will drive round the block 5 times before I will stop and ask for help. And you have heard all the jokes, I'm sure, about men not stopping to get directions. Someone said once that if Moses had stopped to ask for directions, the people of Israel would not have been wandering around in the desert for 40 years. It's because there's a stubbornness in the human heart that resists admitting that you've got it wrong, isn't that? Maybe, just maybe, you have heard the story of the elderly gentleman who was driving his Fiat Uno down the M4 when his mobile rang. And it was his wife from the other end of the phone. And she shrieks at him down the phone. She says, Jimmy, take care, there is a news report about on the radio about a car on the M4 that's driving down the wrong side of the carriageway. And he shouted back at her, it's not just one car, there's hundreds of them. That is where having a sat-nav is such a useful thing. Now, here is where I want Tuesday Club and Sunday Club to help me look up some verses in the Bible. Okay? Can we have the same two teams who were on the stage? And Ruth or Sharon, can you keep the score?
Yeah. Okay. Should we do it boys against girls?
I don't mind. Okay, we'll see which team wins first by finding the verses that we're going to look at. Okay? Now, this is called sword drill. Alright? Because the Bible says that the Word of God is the sword of the Spirit. So it's a weapon that can help you win the battles that you face in life. So, listen carefully, okay? When I say, draw your swords, you have to lift your Bible above your head like this, okay? Good. Then I will give you the Bible verse that you've got to find. In fact, I will say it twice. When I have said it the second time, I will then say, go. And you've got to find the verse. And when you've got it, want the first person who gets it to stand up and read it out. Okay? In a loud voice. And if you get it right, you will get 5 points for your team. Okay? And if you don't wait until I say go, I'll take points off. Depends how tough I'm feeling. Okay, everybody clear on the instructions? Good. All right. Draw your swords. Now, this is a verse in the Bible where the very first sat-nav is mentioned. Did you know the sat-nav is mentioned in the Bible? Well, this is the first verse that mentions a sat-nav in the Bible. Okay, it is Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. Go!
Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it."
Very well done. Okay, that is God. That's talking about how God speaks to you through your conscience, through the teaching of the Bible, so that you can know what's right and what's wrong. So it's very important to listen to the voice of God as it comes to you through the Bible. Because there are plenty of other voices competing for your attention in this world, aren't there? That would lead you down a different road. And that's when you end up getting lost. So, here is the second verse. Are you ready? Draw your swords. Isaiah chapter 53. That should be a little bit easier, but it's quite near the first one we have. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 6. When you end up going the wrong way, isn't it? And the only trouble is that human nature, being what it is, we don't want to hear anything that tells us that we're going in the wrong direction. But thankfully, many people do sooner or later come to the point where they realize that even with the best of intentions, they've taken the wrong road. And that is why I just love telling people that God has already provided us with a satnav for our lives by sending Jesus, who died on the cross for our sin, to help us get back on the right track. And just before he died, Jesus said some amazing words to his disciples. And this is where you'll find them. Are you ready? Draw your swords. John chapter 14 and verse 6. John chapter 14.
Just cheating.
Oh, point of boys.
Point of definitely.
I'm hiding too.
So Pierre, I think, was first. Only one way to heaven, and you only get on it when you recognize that Jesus is the way, when he becomes your satnav. But do we always pay attention? Listen to this next verse. Draw your swords. Jeremiah. You remember Jeremiah with the 66 books of the Bible? Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. I think the boy is at minus one. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Go. Off course, or when I've taken the wrong road. I miss the turning. And I don't do what it says in this next verse. Draw your swords. This one is Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 27. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 27. Go!
Is that you may need to do a U-turn in your life.
and that is called repentance. Some people think that they've made too many mistakes, that they've taken the wrong turn too many times for God to ever accept them. But there is a wonderful promise which the Bible makes. And here it is. Draw your swords. Proverbs. We've been to Proverbs before. Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3. Verses 5 and 6. Go. I think I'm last first. Flights. And I was asked at the airport, at passport control, they said, "What's your final destination, sir?" So I said, "Heaven." Well, that's what Jesus promised us in his word, isn't it? When we put our faith in him. And Jesus said, "He is the way." When we put our trust and faith in Jesus and we follow him, we can be assured of following him all the way to heaven. He doesn't just give us directions, he actually takes us there. Which is so much better, isn't it? That's his promise in this last verse we're going to look at now. Okay? Draw your swords. Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3. Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3. Go! Right now, as we have a prayer together. Please bow our heads.